system is. And you have six automatic qualifiers out of the 16. That's a lot. So, you know, so that's a possibility. That's a possibility. I don't know if they'll ever truly expand it to a straight, you know, 18-team tournament or 20-team tournament, but, you know, maybe the thought of a couple playing games wouldn't be bad.
The NCAA has selection committees for every sport with a postseason tournament. Ice hockey is the only sport with no human element involved. Is the hockey community still reacting to incidents like Colorado College being left out in 1994, or is there another reason why this is the only sport that is strictly computer formula-based for selecting the teams?
Yeah, and I'm on the committee, so you know, I have been for the last couple years, and it is straight by the numbers. There's no well, this team, you know, like, you know, for us, let's use us for example. This team's hot. They only lost two games since Christmas, you know, and then you could go, well, you know, Nebraska Omaha almost got in. They went 4-14 the second half, and you can say, well, gee, they're not. Hey, come on, we're trying to get the best teams, the teams that are playing the best and the best teams in right now. But there's no talk of that. So it's just straight by the numbers. And I think one of the reasons for that is because in the past there's been some more questions about, well, how did this team get in, you know, and when you have that human element. So it's a fine line. It's a fine line. The thing the hockey community likes about this, and you're always going to have issues, is they like the clarity that anybody can see exactly what's going to happen. We knew going in, and that's the one thing I'll repeat, is we knew going in, our team knew going in, that we were on the bubble, that the only way that we could guarantee ourselves a chance, regardless whether we like the system, don't like the system, is to win, you know, at least win the first game, and then probably, depending on how the other results were on Friday night, have to win the second game. We had to win two games. We had to win the mini tournament. We knew that going in. I guess I would rather have it that way than not sure. So everybody knew going in. And the one thing is they have this bonus system. And when you beat a top 20 team, you know, you get bonus points. So many when you're at home, so many when you're on the road. And we just did not have any opportunities for bonus points this year. And we were the lowest. We had the lowest number of bonus points in the top 35 teams in the country. And that's, we just didn't have any opportunities to get bonus points, where the NCHC and Hockey East, every night they had chances to pick up bonus points if you got a win. And that's what really, that didn't help us, along with our non-conference record. Our teams are pretty good against every conference except the NCHC, and that hurt us too. So you know, we don't have anybody to blame. I mean, we knew going in, and it's disappointing. You know, it's disappointing. We couldn't find a way to at least get in the championship game, and that was all our focus. We didn't talk about the tournament too much, NCAA tournament. We just more talked about, you know, getting into the championship game, giving ourselves a chance to win another championship.
Take a short break. More of your questions. We'll try to get to as many of them as we can. There's a lot of them here. I don't know we'll get to all of them, but more of your questions for Coach Pearson right after this.
Well, fine.
All right, I guess we'll keep it here. The computer has locked up on me, so let's get to – well, I'll work on
we'll
that.
We'll get to them all now, maybe.
We'll get to some of them here.
They're good questions. So I want to say just a heartfelt thank you to our fans and alumni supporters. We had a great turnout in Grand Rapids. We had more fans than Ferris State, you know, for the Friday night game.
And they're 50 miles.
And they're 50 miles away. So, you know, I really appreciate it. I just, you know, wish for their sake we could have made it a fun weekend. But sports can be cruel sometimes. But, again, thank you for the support. It's been overwhelming and fantastic. And you know, I really appreciate that, and I know our players do.
Next question: we've already talked about this. Sure. Was the ice conditions out there weren't great on
Friday?
No,
they weren't good. They were, but both teams have to play on them. But they were one of the worst I've seen. Well, they were the worst all year.
Yeah. Again, more pairwise questions. Is this going to be addressed about some of the leagues playing? Let me see here. I think pairwise is seriously flawed, and some of the leagues are playing it to get more teams in. Is this going to be addressed?
Well, I think it will be. I mean, anytime you get a, you know, six teams from one conference, it's just like basketball, though. You know, here in Wisconsin, you know, Big Ten got quite a few teams in, and other teams are, you know, your automatic qualifier is the only one you get in. So I think it will be addressed. It's we put in a new formula, I think, 3 years ago, and they just wanted to give it about 3 or 4 years just to see – how it's been. And then there's always going to be question marks. You're always trying to get it. Is it perfect right now? No, but you're trying to get there, and I don't know what perfect is. And just because of the scheduling of games is so unbalanced and people are all over the place, it's hard to get a perfect formula. But having said that, we got to find a way to get our teams in somehow. And because we have a good league and we've got really good teams.
We'll be right back.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock invites everyone in to try their new menu. Several new and tasty fresh Mexican and American foods. Don't forget about Habanero's Margarita Monday through Saturday, 2 till 7, and all day Sunday, including other great drink specials, along with $1 off your favorite appetizers, along with their famous homemade tableside guacamole. Don't forget to celebrate your birthday at Habanero's with a complimentary meal. Some restrictions apply. Ask your server for details.
Hey, what is that?
Oh, just a refreshing Bud Light Lime.
Bud Light Lime?
Yep. It's got the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light with a twist of natural lime flavor.
A twist of natural lime flavor?
Uh-huh.
Let me try some. Wow, that tastes...
amazing.
Amazing. You know, life is so much better with a little twist.
Like hot yoga.
Or reading a mystery novel. Backwards.
Having a pet hedgehog.
Air guitar competitions.
Raves at sunrise.
Breakfast for dinner.
Dinner for breakfast.
Bacon and ice cream.
Wasabi on donuts.
Ew.
What? It's surprisingly good.
Twist it up with Bud Light Lime. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Lime Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Jeff Mickish of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired, and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Jeff Mickish, or agents Bob Franti or Teresa Stahoviak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
All right, more questions here. We're trying to squeeze as many in as we can. Coach, what is the non-conference schedule for next season?
Non-conference schedule. I had to ask, didn't you? We got the GLI. We play at Michigan early, I believe it's October. Then we play at Michigan State in November. So those are our six non-conference games at this point. We had a tournament all arranged, but that just fell through 2 weeks ago. We're trying to get one of the teams that was in the tournament, we're trying to get a deal together, a good team, and we're trying to get them to come up here. But we'll see how that goes. I actually have a call to them today. So that's it at this point. So we do have some games. We're talking a couple teams, but the dates don't seem to be aligning at this point.
What about, do we have any agreement to play Lake State in non-conference since we only play them?
Not at this point. Okay. No, not at this point.
All right.
We've talked in the past about that, though, so that's a possibility.
All right, let's see what else we have coming in here. Next question for Coach. Any NHL flight risks during the current roster?
Well, you're always going to have players who have the opportunity when your team has success and you've got some pretty good players. Our team was followed by a lot of NHL scouts this year. It seemed wherever we went, there were NHL scouts in the building, and especially when you have a lot of free agents. You know, we have a few draft choices, but we have free agents. So they were following us around, and when guys have good games and good years, you're always going to have that. I never thought Juju Arcaro would leave after his freshman year, you know, and he did. And I never thought Phoenix would actually be ready after a sophomore year, and he did. So we'll have some, but we have our scheduled meetings this week with all our players, so we'll sit down and find out a little bit more where they're at and the pros and cons. And I hope everybody's back. I don't think we have anybody that's ready to go step in and play in the National Hockey League. And even the American Hockey League, it's tough. You know, you look at Tanner and Blake, and they're doing okay. But, you know, that's even a big step, and you want to make sure you're ready for it.
Looking at the field of 16, who do you think is the team to beat here in the tournament?
Wow, I'm going to go on a limb and Michigan and St. Cloud.
Yeah, St. Cloud's tough, eh?
Well, they've got both those teams have phenomenal power plays. They can score, And, you know, when you get tournament time, you need people who can put the puck in the net. You're not going to get a lot of opportunities, but both those teams have, you know, good nucleuses of juniors and seniors. And I think those two teams, you know, not to diminish any other team. Quinnipiac's had a real good year